so good to be out there. I mean, you prepare the right way all week just to get out on the field and just to have fun with your guys. So it felt really good.
Did you play as much as you expected? Did you play more than you expected?
I mean, I didn't really go in expecting anything. Okay. I just went in preparing. When my number's going to be caught, I was going to be ready. That was the main thing for me. So going in, I didn't have any expectations.
And getting targeted as often as you did, you were targeted more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. That had to feel pretty good for making your debut.
I mean, I don't really harbor on those kind of things. As far as being targeted, that's the trust between me and my QB. You know, it's well appreciated being out there. You're working hard. So, I mean, I just run with every opportunity I get.
How tough was it having to sit those first three, being game day inactive?
Of course you want to be out there, but you got to deal with the cards you're dealt. I mean, I have no problem with it. Obviously, it was just far as scheme and what we wanted to get done. So I'm on the sideline cheering my guys on, trying to get a win each and every week. So, I mean, it's no lost love. Still out there.
You think that game kind of showed the depth that you guys have? I mean, Jerry's didn't play very much. Charles was out, and you guys kind of still picked it up, you and Adam. And
yeah, we got a lot of talented guys in our room. I mean, a lot of speed, a lot of route runners, a lot of guys who can do it all. So it just shows that we won't lose anything if somebody goes down. And as far as the next man up, you got to be able to take that role and run with it. I mean, and when all the guys get healthy, you got to be able to be ready as well.
Did you find the speed was even stepped up a level from the preseason action that you got?
I wouldn't say so much speed, but I know preseason isn't that serious, but no, guys aren't out there lacking, of course. But I wasn't surprised about the speed as much. I was more excited about the crowd.
How have you been able to make this transition? Because you walk in here and you turn out, you get some action, and all of a sudden you turn out to be a dominant receiver. Did you surprise yourself at what you were able to do? And if not, why were you so prepared for this?
As far as my capabilities, I mean, I have faith in myself and I work hard each and every day. Just as far as we got a great back end secondary, so going against them on a scout team also helped me a lot. Just as far as I sharpen my blade each and every day. So, I mean, going into the week, I wasn't surprising myself. I was really so not as happy with myself as far as certain things that I needed to work on, and I plan on getting better at them. That's all.
What happens from here on out?
I guess we got to wait and see.
What have you seen on tape from the Kansas City secondary?
That's between me and tape, but as far as they're a lot of press guys. They got some good corners, pretty good guys on the back end. It's gonna be fun out there.
You think people will defend you differently now that you've put something on tape?
I don't know yet. I mean, as far as what I see on tape, as far as my capabilities, I got to go back to the drawing board and do some other things the right way. So I'm at the top of my game at all times. But as far as how they play me, I'm going to have to adjust on the fly like each and every receiver.
Charles mentioned he likes to go against man-to-man coverage more than zone. What do you think?
Just because as far as zone, you're thinking a little bit more probably. I mean, I don't have no problem with zone, but I love man. I love press coverage. I mean, bump and run, that's all you ask for. You beat one man. And that's, you gotta love it playing receiver, just as far as you one-on-one with another guy, see what you're made of.